thank you, Jesus, that you long for us more than we could ever even long for you, God. Woo us into your heart, Father. Woo us into your heart. Soften our hearts, oh God. Father, we're hungry for you. We're passionate for you. The own declaration from my mouth, God, and from my heart is that you are my magnificent obsession, Father God. Where I once was maybe obsessed with the world and things of the world, you are my obsession. You are my longing and my desire. And I thank you, Father. I thank you that each one of us come with a heart to know you more, to know you deeper, to walk into your oneness and that unity of who you are in us, Father God. Open up to us, God, tonight. Show us your heart. Show us your chambers tonight, oh God. Bring us into that secret place with you. Bring us into that place of love, sick, longing for you, Father God, that can never be satisfied, that could never be met, Father God, that we could find ourselves in a perpetual state of longing for our lover, the one who loves us, the one who longs for us, the one that we are the object and the desire of his heart, Father God. Open our eyes and our heart to see the truth in that, Father God, that it's just not us pursuing him, but it's him pursuing us, our beloved pursuing us, Father God, our beloved drawing us, our beloved longing for us, our beloved peering through the gates and the lattice and looking for us and longing for relationship and longing for fellowship and longing for oneness with us, Father God. Let us have eyes to see and connect with that, Father God. Oh, that we become lovesick for our lover, our beloved one. He is mine and I am his. Father, I thank you that we come into union with that, come into a oneness of understanding with that, come into a mindset and a heart set of who we are in the beloved and his longing and desire for us, Father. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that we walk into the truth of this. I thank you, Father God, that you release tonight your heart concerning this, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord. And I just want to start releasing the word here. And I'm just going to try to follow what I feel like is the leading of the Spirit. If you want to turn with me or if you want to listen, I'm going to start in Song of Solomon's chapter. We'll just start with chapter 1, a few verses. And I want you to just listen with your heart. Listen with your heart. Oh, Spirit of God is here tonight. The presence of the Lord is in this place. His angels are here. Can you feel the brush of their wings? They're in this place tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I just can't go on for a minute. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So faithful. You love us so much, Lord. He longs to encamp with us. He has prepared a table in the midst of our enemies. He has set and prepared a table before us. That when we're in circumstances that we think are overwhelming, that we think we have to do something, that we have to struggle, that we have to war, that we have to, he says, no. In the midst of your enemies, I have prepared a table before you. He says, come and sit with me. Come and dine with me. And just watch him. It's been established. He says, it is finished from the cross. He declared it was finished. Now he says, that table's prepared before you. And he says, come and sit with me. Watch what I will do. Watch what the hand of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord will do in your life when you come and you sit with him in that place of rest, at that table that he's prepared for you. He said he prepared it in the midst of your enemies. right in the middle of the circumstances and the warfare that goes on around you. Sit and rest with Him. Don't struggle, but just snuggle into Him. Snuggle into His chest. As John did, he rested his head up on the chest of his beloved one. Thank you, Jesus. We rest with you. We quit looking at the circumstances. And we quit looking at the battle. We quit looking at the warfare. And we put our eyes on you and that banquet table that you've spread out before us. What a pleasure. He says it's his good pleasure to bless you. That table spread out before you is His blessings. And it's His pleasure to give it to you. Rest. Rest. Rest, O weary ones. Rest. He said His yoke is easy. His burden is light. If you feel like you have such a heavy burden that you can't bear it any longer, you're bearing the wrong burden. Because His is easy and it's light. Rest. It's that place of peace, that place of comfort, that place of feeling the love of the Father's heart. He says, I want you to encounter this tonight. I've come to bring you encounter with the Father's heart in the secret place of the stairs, in His chambers, in His holy place. He's come to meet with you. Father, we thank you. Your presence is strong tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Your angels you've released in this place to bring encounter from the very throne of God. Oh, just by faith, simply believe that it's here for you. Simply believe that they've come with encounter for you tonight. Put aside all the thoughts and trying to figure it out. And how can I encounter it? Just rest. And just enjoy. Just rest. And every time a thought rises, how can I do this? Just rest and cast that thought down. Cast that imagination down. And just receive it by faith. It's His grace alone that will bring you encounter, that brings you in to encounter, that opens the door to encounter. It's grace. It's grace. It's grace. The psalmist said, he says, draw me away, Lord. Draw me away. Woo me into your heart. He wants to draw you away from this place of heaviness, and from this place of wickedness, and from this place of discomfort, and from the place of oppression and depression, and from the place of sickness and disease. He wants to draw you away into Him. And when we feel that drawing and that wooing, how many of you feel that drawing on your heart right now? That wooing on your heart right now? That's the Spirit of the Lord. That's the Spirit of the Lord drawing and wooing you. And when you feel that, the response of the psalmist said, I will run after you. Draw me away, and I will run after you. That is just your yielding. That is simply your heart yielding and saying, here I am, Father. I run. I run. I yield. I surrender. I lay down a heart that it thinks it knows how to do it. I lay down a heart that struggles to do it. And I just rest in your grace that made a way. I rest in your grace that paved the way and opened the door and that has lifted the gates of encounter that the King of Glory could come in. I thank you, Father. And when we come to that place of running after Him through yielding our hearts. It says, the King has brought me into His chambers. Who's waiting for you after your heart is totally yielded? It says, He will come and sweep you up. He says, I'll come and I'll take you away. I'll bring you into my chambers. This isn't something for the sweet by and by, but it's for here now. And he says, I've come to bring you into my chambers. Into my chambers. In a place that you will have gladness and rejoicing. Into a place that you will know my love that is sweeter than wine. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you're bringing us into that place right now. That you're bringing us into that place as our hearts, as you're causing us to experience a yielded heart right now. A yielded heart. A softened heart. A heart that's not trying to figure it out. A heart that's not saying, I wonder if this is real. I wonder if this is the truth. I wonder if I'm being led astray, but just a heart that's just yielded. Jesus is there standing at the door, waiting to usher you into his chambers, into that secret place with him. Oh, Father. Take us away. Take us away. Take us away, Lord. Take us away, Jesus. Take us, Lord. Take us, Lord. He says that he's brought you to his banqueting house, where that table is spread out. You may see this in your spirit as you yield your heart to this. Holy Spirit, I thank you. The angels of encounter are released tonight. I thank you, Jesus, you've released your angels of encounter as they usher us into your presence, as they usher us into the chambers of the Lord God Almighty, into that secret place, the holy place where you are. And as he brings us in, he says, in chapter 2, 4, he says, I brought them to my banqueting house. And he says, my banner over you is love. My banner over you is love. We're not talking about an earthly love. We're not talking about an erotic or eros love. We're talking about first love, agape love. The love of the Father for his Son, and the love of the Son for his Father. He has brought us into the midst of that kind of love, into that place of first love in him. And he has brought you into his chambers, into his heart, into that place of first love, that love between the Father and the Son, and the Son for the Father. His banner and his covering over you is that love. A love so great that he gave his only begotten Son, that the world may know him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Let us know this love. Let us become one with this first love. A love that the world cannot give. A love that the world does not know. A love that our fleshly man cannot know. A love that we cannot understand in this fleshly mind and heart. But only a love that our spirit can grab hold of. A unity that you want us to become one with. Jesus. 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 Awaken this love in us, Lord. Awaken, awaken, awaken this love in us, Lord. Just take a moment to just soak in the love, to soak in that covering. We rest in that love. Let it engulf you. Let it surround you. like a mist and a cloud of glory as it just begins to surround you and cover you. And truly it is a banner covering over you. Jesus, Jesus, we've stepped into this place of encounter with our beloved one. We've stepped into this holy place, a beloved encounter. This is a place of renewing of heart. This is a place of being changed, where the fire of God can come in and burn away the chaff. It's a place of no condemnation, but a place of acceptance. It's a place where sin can't condemn you. It's a place of love, of an acceptance, of unity. Father, Jesus, 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 a place of refreshing and renewing. Place of embrace. As you feel the Father embrace your heart, as you feel the Lord embrace you, you'll begin to feel all the things of the world, all the cares, everything. As you start to notice that it's lost its authority over you. You start to feel that it's lost and start to come to a place of knowing that it's lost its control, its authority, its deception over you as we've entered into this place of embrace in the heart of first love. Oh, Jesus. 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 Jesus, Jesus, stir up and awaken our hearts to love. Thank you, Father. And now we begin in chapter 2 of 8 of Song of Solomon. We'll start hearing the drawing and the alluring. He says, I will allure you to me in Hosea. We're starting to enter in more into that. I'm going to just read real quick. Just stay in this place of encounter. Don't leave it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your sweet embrace. We thank you for your sweet embrace as you've brought us to your banqueting table. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hosea says that at one time they had left their beloved. And the Father said because they left their first love. They forgot about their first love. But God didn't give up on them. He said in Hosea 2:14, he says, therefore, behold, they'd come into a place of wickedness, of walking away from him. But he says, behold, I will allure her, my bride. Don't worry if you feel like you've messed up. Don't worry if you feel like you're in a place where you could never come out of, or if you think sin has such a hold on you. He says, behold, I will allure you. If you think you've went so far that you come back, can't come back to him, don't worry. He says, I will allure you. He's going to romance you back to him. He's going to draw you back to his heart. He's going to romance you back to him. He will woo you back. He says, I will bring you to this place in me, and I will bring comfort, and I will give you the vineyards of his heart. And he will open the door of hope again. and he will sing to you in that place. He wants to sing to you in that place. But I want you to hear that he says he will allure you. He will become so attractive to you. That's what allure means. To imagine that the Lord will become so attractive that you will long for him more than the world. The world will lose its attraction, but the heart of the Father, the Lord will become so attractive because he's alluring you. He's wooing you. He's romancing you. He puts off an aroma, a scent, just like in the animal kingdom, the opposite sex of the animal, they put off a scent that allures the female to come and find them. The Father is putting off a fragrance of the kingdom of heaven that you are beginning to connect with, that you're beginning to sense, that you're becoming attracted to him once again, that the world no longer will have that hold when he says, I will draw you to my heart. Because of him alluring you, you will begin to run after him. As we run after him, the doors swing open. The doors swing open to the chambers of his heart. And he just ushers you in. And verse 8 says, the voice of my beloved. You'll start hearing the voice of your beloved. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he comes, leaping upon the mountains and skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, he stands behind our walls. He says, I've come to tear down those walls that try to keep him out. It doesn't matter if you have walls. It doesn't matter if you put up walls to protect yourself. It doesn't matter how wounded the world has wounded you. It doesn't matter how much man has wounded you, how much life has wounded you, how much circumstances have wounded you. It doesn't matter how thick and how high that wall is. He stands behind it. And he's looking through the lattice of that wall. He's piercing it with his heart. He's gazing through it. He's longing. And as he's doing this, he's wooing you. He's wooing you. He's wooing you. He's drawing you. This is the place of wooing and drawing. 8 through 10. It's the place of wooing and drawing. Wooing and drawing. And Song of Solomon 4:9 says, you have ravished my heart. As he stands gazing through the lattice, he's longing for you to just catch, just to see you catch him with your eye. Does she see me? Does my bride see me looking at her? Does my bride see me longing for her? Does my bride notice my desire and my longing and my wooing for her? You have ravished my heart. His heart is ravished for my sister, my spouse, my beloved one. You have ravished my heart. With one look of your eyes, he wants to catch one look of your eyes. He's waiting for you to behold him. He's standing outside your wall that you have up to protect yourself. And he's looking and he's gazing, waiting for your eyes to catch his eyes. Waiting for that one look. With a link of your eyes to connect. His heart is ravished for us. His heart is ravished for us, for you. He's alluring you. As a lover longs for their beloved, he is alluring us to his heart. Waiting for your eye to catch his eye. Thank you, Father, that you're tearing down our walls, that they get thinner and thinner, that they become like lattice with holes between them, that we can see our beloved looking and gazing through the lattice at us, waiting to catch our glimpse, waiting for us to notice him. just to see how ravished his heart is for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Then my beloved spoke and said to me, when our eyes connect, when our eyes and our hearts connect, encounter tonight, I declare over each one of us. We enter into that place of initiation. It moves past the drawing into an actual initiation now. In verse 10, because he starts speaking to us and he says to you, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away with me. Hear your Father. Hear your beloved speak to you. Hear him say to you, my love, my love, my fair one, my heart is so ravished for you. Won't you come away with me? Won't you come away from me? For lo, the winter, the dry spell, the time where there's no green, it says it's past. The time where it seems like there's no growth, when there seems like there's emptiness, he says that time is past. The rain is over and gone, and the flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing. Remember, he said that he wants to bring you into a place where he sings over you. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. And the fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. He's bringing you into that place of love, of fullness, of inheritance, of his good pleasure. And again, he says, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Do we see that banqueting table? That place where he spread out harvest. Can we smell the fullness of the grapes? That place where love is sweeter than wine. The place where the green flourishes. That place where he's planted us by rivers of living water. He says, rise up. Let your spirit rise up into this place in him. Oh, Spirit, rise up into the chambers of my Lord. He's come to take you away. He's come to woo you, and now he wants to initiate it. He's initiating it. We don't have to do it. He's initiating it. We don't have to come to him. He's saying, come away with me. He's coming to take you. He's coming to initiate the romance. We're just a yielded heart. We're just a heart that caught the eye of our beloved one. And when he's seen that and we got that heart connection, then he comes and he says, come away with me, my beloved, my love, my fair one. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Father, it's like a romance. When someone comes and sweeps you off your feet and you don't have to do anything, they initiate it all. You're just there to partake of it. You're just there enjoying it. You're just there as he's romancing you with song and with love and with a banqueting table. As he's sweeping you up in his arms and carrying you away into his chambers, you're just flowing with it. You're just carried away. You're not having to initiate everything. You're not having to chase him. You're not having to try to allure him. He's doing it all. He's romancing us. He's alluring us and drawing us. And he becomes so attractive to us that we're just washed away with it. The walls just come down and we let him carry us away. That's how we rise up into him. and then it becomes a place of encounter. We've come through drawing and wooing and alluring, through Him initiating the romance. We're in such a place of rest in Him that we don't even have to do anything. And then all of a sudden, we're right smack dab in the middle of encounter. Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 14 says, "Oh, my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in that place that you've, that cleft, that secret place, that place that you've made just for me and you, in the cleft of the rock, He is the rock of our salvation. In you, in your chambers." He says, in that secret place of the cliff. And that word cliff means stairs. In the secret place of the stairs, He has a place that we enter as He's taken us and He's carrying us away. He's carrying us into the secret of the stairs, into that place of ascension, into His chambers. We're entering into that place of encounter. We're ascending into the secret place of the stairs. Father, let each one of us grab that now. Let us just put everything aside. Anything that is distracting us, Father. And we just enter into that place of you just carrying us away. Carry us away. Carry us away into encounter tonight. There is a secret stair of ascension into the heart of the Father. The song, the psalmist knew this place. Solomon knew this place. He knew how to get into the stairs, that place of ascension. And He's given us a secret here of encounter. It says, in the secret place of the stairs, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. In encounter, we come into face to face. We come into a place like Moses, who went in the hand of the Father. He went up into the mountain. He found the stairs. He found the place of ascension, and he ascended into the mountain of the Lord. And the hand of the Father placed him into the cleft of the rock. Oh, into that secret place of encounter. And he had face-to-face encounter with the Father. Jesus. Solomon knew this place also. It's a place that we hear His voice and He speaks with us and He talks with us. And it's sweet and His face is lovely. It's the place of encounter, of oneness, of unity. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Solomon truly knew this place. He was sharing it in the Song of Solomon. But when we go to 1 Kings 10, verse 4, when the queen of Sheba came, and she had heard the greatness of the kingdom, and she had heard of the greatness of a king called Solomon, and the goodness of the Lord. And it says in verse 4, and when the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon and the house that he had built, the temple of the Lord that he had built, the food that was on his table, that banqueting table, the seating of his servants, the service of his waiters and their apparel, his cupbearers, and also his entryway by which he went into the house of the Lord, Strong said that is the stairs, the place of ascension. When she's seen the place of ascension, it's not, we're not reading a little story where somebody took her out and he walked her up an earthly staircase into a temple, but she got to see the entryway. She got to experience the secret of the stairs into the very house of the Lord. Because she was, it said that there was no more spirit in her. Think about this. If she had just walked into an earthly temple, she could have been so wowed by it. But she went somewhere. She went into the entryway, the ascension and the stairs into the very house of the Lord, to the point that she had no more spirit left in her. She was so overcome by the presence of the Lord. And she went away and gave the wealth of her kingdom to Solomon because she experienced the house of the Lord and the chambers of the Lord. She experienced that ascension into the house of the Lord, that place of encounter, to the point that she had no more spirit left in her. God, bring us to that place that we're so overcome by encounter with you that our spirits, that's what they mean when they fall out in the spirit. They just have no more spirit left in them. That they can't even stand in the presence of the Lord. Like when they came and the worshipers came and the priests came and they worshiped in the temple, to the place that they fell on their faces before God and couldn't stand in the presence of the Lord. Father, there was no more spirit left in them. They couldn't stand in your presence. We can't stand in that face-to-face encounter. Jesus. We surrender, Lord. We surrender, Lord. There's so much more. There's so much more that he has for us. Why would we be drawn away with the pettiness of this world? The pettiness of worries and concerns. The lowliness of circumstances. The lowliness of murmuring and complaining and backbiting. Why would we be carried away and caught up in such earthly nothingness? Can we see the greatness of his heart, of his house, of the secret place? Father, become so attractive to us. You are my magnificent obsession. Allure us. Change our hearts tonight, that the world loses all its attraction. That worry and concern loses its attraction. That circumstances that we thought were so overwhelming and so overpowering, to the point that we felt like we would lose it, that we'd give up and we couldn't make it through our days, let it lose its attraction. Let it lose its deceit. And let it be seen as what it is, a lie. It's nothing more than deception. Nothing more than tricks and deception of the enemy. Become so attractive to us, Father God. Oh, Lord. Draw us into your heart. Draw us into your heart, God. Draw us into your heart. Let us be lost in you. Wooed into a place of encounter. A place of oneness and unity in you that brings us into true sonship. Brings us into a place of beholding. And when we truly behold him, we become like him. That's a place where it's no longer struggling to to live for Him. That's where it's a place of no longer struggling to live right. No longer struggling not to battle with our mind and our thoughts and our emotions. But it's a place of rest. A place of snuggling into His heart. Into our beloved. The one who is so ravished with us. He said Himself that His heart is ravished for us. Jesus. Jesus. How could we turn away from that? How could we look away from that and start looking at our circumstances? How could we say worry is greater than Your ravished heart for us? How could we say fear is greater than Your love for us? How could we say depression is greater than Your comfort for us? Jesus. 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 Ravish our hearts tonight, Lord. Take us away into Your heart. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And as we listen once again, we're positioned now for encounter. The anointing is so strong. The presence of the Lord is here, and His angels have come with encounter. Just yield to it. Thank you, Father.
Why do You still chase me so? What did I do for love so pure? Reaching out with nail-scarred hands, You beckon me to Your deepest parts. Away.
Take me.
Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you that our hearts are just sealed with your love tonight. I thank you that we've come to a place of recognizing, a place of seeing and knowing more deeply your heart for us tonight, God. I thank you that we can go home and we can repeat this on our own, Father. Teach us, Holy Spirit, how to come to your house on a regular basis, how to enter into that place of relationship and fellowship with you on our own. That most really what you want from us is just fellowship, relationship. That's the place of change and renewal. That we don't get caught up in religious pray and shout, declare, or do all these things, but maybe we can just set that on a shelf for a while and just spend a season of just relationship and fellowship and coming into your house, of being swept away by you, because that's truly the place of change. That's truly the place of renewal. That's a place of becoming like him. When we enter into that place of union, then our prayers become powerful. Then we can pray from a place of authority instead of praying from a place of worry and doubt. But we'll be able to pray from our place of dominion and authority. And we can declare from a place of dominion and authority when we come into that place of unity and oneness. So, Father, this may be a season that you're calling us into fellowship, relationship, a season of wooing us into your heart deeper, a place of recognizing that place of rest in him, and that we'll learn to quit struggling. We'll learn to quit trying to figure it out. But we'll just come into that place of knowing. We'll enter into that place of just being carried away and taken away in him. And as we snuggle into his chest like John did, the Apostle John, that we'll just become more and more like him. We'll be able to say like John that he is my love, my beloved. John knew him as his beloved one. John knew that place. He knew how to enter into the heart of the Father through the Son. So, Father, I just thank you that those that feel led to do this, I'm not trying to say do it, but if you're feeling this in your heart, just enter a season of just, sometimes we go into, when we enter this season as the days of awe and what we're getting ready to enter, it's a time of fasting for some, that this is a season, maybe instead of giving up food, let's give up the attraction of the world and the luring of the world. Let's give up the attraction of murmuring and complaining and struggling and all these things, and just rest. Just learning to lean upon the chest of my beloved one. How much more would we grow? Even in the natural, when two people fall in love with each other and they're in that romance stage, they're in that stage of where everything's right, and you know, there it just seems like it's nothing more important than the other one. That's a stage that we need to enter into, and you notice that they may be two individuals, but when they come into that place where they're so in love with each other that they start acting like each other, they start imitating each other, they start becoming, you start seeing that oneness. If it's a true relationship that's supposed to be. They start becoming like each other and knowing the heart of each other. That's, they're beholding, they're looking, and they're gazing upon each other. Nothing's more important than the other one. And that's the season that I feel like the Father's wanting to draw us into. And as we behold Him, and as we gaze Him upon Him, and as we look upon Him, we'll be changed from glory to glory. We'll start acting like Him, and we'll start talking like Him, and we'll start perceiving like Him, and thanking like Him, and reacting like Him. Circumstances won't be the same. What used to throw you for a loop and knock you off your track for weeks will just be like water off a duck's back, because we'll have a perception of His heart, and we'll react the way He would react, and we'll respond the way He would respond, and we'll start giving off that fragrance. We'll start smelling like Him to the world. We are to be that fragrance of the kingdom of heaven. Oh, Jesus. We'll become that fragrance that attracts others to Him. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. May this season be light for you. May this time be a pleasure of pursuing the heart of your beloved. I just declare and decree over each one of you that came tonight, each one that was here tonight, that this will be a season of ease, a season of renewal, a season of enhancement, a season of change. And it won't be a struggle. I declare and decree over you that when we walk out of this season, we're going to look different. We're going to act different. We're going to smell different to the world. And the world will have lost its attraction to us. Not that we would be useless to the world, but we're going to have such a fragrance of Jesus upon us. Such a fragrance of the kingdom of heaven upon us that others would be drawn to us, to Jesus in us, to the beloved in us, and they will long for and want what we have. That's truly bringing the kingdom of heaven in this earth. That's establishing the kingdom in the earth. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus.